Malka?
Brandela, he's not on yet.
All right, thank you, Brandy.
Hey, pretty good. How about you? How are you doing?
Oh, just coming in from work and trying to settle down.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah. My grandchildren, my daughter and my grandchildren are coming in this weekend.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get prepared for them. So got to go grocery shopping.
Well, that's great. Where are they coming from?
From Dallas.
Wow, that's a long way.
Mm-hmm. So,
hold on, I got Barbara on the line.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Just settling in, just coming in from work, and so it's kind of all over the place.
I know that feeling.
So how's the weather over there? I hear that
we have a tornado. We had a tornado watch, and it was raining, but it's it's not real bad.
Well, that's good. Just pray so it don't go that way, right?
I'm sorry?
Sir? So we'll pray that you don't get a lot of damage.
That's right, Hashem.
I think Brandy and Miss Barbara, Brandy's on, but I think she got a call from Barbara, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay. Well, you want to wait a couple more minutes and before we start?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Give them about.
Not a problem.
All right.
Hey, Hannah's trying to get on to the class. She just called me, and she says that it's saying call failed, and it's not letting her on either the landline or her cell phone.
Well, the three of us are on, and I don't know what to say about what the problem is.
That's what I told her.
I mean, if it continues, I can call the corporate, or she can call the corporate and tell them she's having this problem, but it's probably something in her local telephone exchange.
Probably. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling wonderful. I just don't.
And how are your eyes? Are they seeing 40-40 now instead of 20-20?
No, they're seeing 20-something, but only in one side because I have to do the other side in 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
So we'll see. I still got a patch on the eye for till the checkup tomorrow.
Well, you want a little joke? You got
sure.
A patch at the right time of the year.
That's true.
You already got part of your costume on.
You got it. question is, am I going to be the pirate or just an old man with a patch?
Well, it's whatever you want. But if you need candy, we'll send it.
Well,
okay.
the candy, I don't need. Welcome.
Okay, I wasn't able to get on, so I rebooted, and then here I am.
That does tend to do the trick all the time.
Okay.
But it works better if you say the Anabakoa before you reboot.
Yeah, well, that makes very good spiritual sense.
I believe we're on starting on verse 77.
I've
gotten mine out yet. All right, I'm going to start with L'shem Yichud. We're in section 11 of Parasha Lech Lecha. And I think we're starting in verse 77, but I'll start with the L'shem Yichud.
Yeah, I missed yesterday, so I had air conditioning in here. And so
right,
that's
and I haven't posted it, so.
Okay.
Vialada amarum daihi nishmata, the nishmata itara, the gavra beira, uhachmata nishmata, itara leinish, the inish bevina, ahidiki bei. Yamar Le Adam Chen Yirat Hashem Yom Hachma Wigomer Nishmata Itare Bita Shuva Beit Kere Bina Beikre Sara Ruachu hakol beit karei diat beit arei leinish di salik kalit kaliya beoraita beit karei Torah shebekatav Benefesh Hashachlit Itar Mineya Ovadim Tavim. The translation and this is what they meant by saying that the neshama of neshama rests upon a person who feels awe and has wisdom, meaning that it is received from the Sefirah of Chachma with wisdom and awe. The Neshama reaches a person in Bina, as it is written, and to man he said, "Behold, the fear of Hashem, that is wisdom." Therefore, the Neshama of Neshama comes to a person only through awe and wisdom. The neshama comes to a person through repentance, which is called Bina and Sarah. The ruach is called the voice and is also called Das. And this is drawn down to a person who raises his voice in Torah. The ruach is also called the written Torah, and all the positive deeds come from the mental nefesh. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. It also is explaining various soul code words. questions, comments, thoughts? This is definitely a confusing verse. No one has a comment.
But I missed yesterday, so there were a lot of code words, I see.
Yeah, there were.
So I needed to go back and read that. I don't understand the difference between neshama of neshama and plain shema, neshama.
Well, we have five levels of soul, correct?
Right.
Well, we only speak of the lower three. So what's above the neshama in the frame of souls?
I didn't hear what you said very clearly. I had all I heard was of the soul. So what was the first part of your statement?
In the frame of souls, what is above neshama?
In the frame of souls, ruach.
No, that's below. Above is chaya.
Then chaya, right. And then yasida.
Right. So there's another set of words is nefesh ruach, neshama, neshama of neshama. And then the yeshiva.
So they're talking about the upper Chokhmah and Bina.
No, they're talking about a relationship. They're talking about the relationship between Bina and Chokhmah, but only in the frame of reference called souls.
Right.
So in other words, is the neshama Bina, or is there more to Bina than neshama?
Is there more to Bina than neshama? Is that the question?
Yes.
Or the statement?
Yes.
I would say yes.
And how would you perceive what is more to being Bina or more to Bina than neshama? The question is probably clear, so I'll answer it because I really don't know how to present it in a way that will make it clear.
Okay.
But, well, maybe there is a way I can present it. In the physical world, are there people and animals and plants and inanimate objects? The answer, of course, is yes. So people is only one of the components of the physical world, correct?
Correct.
So you cannot say that a neshama is Bina because there are other aspects to Bina, like the equivalent of animals, the equivalent of plants, and the equivalent of inanimate objects are also included in Bina. So the word neshama is a whole world unto itself, but it's still a component of an overall world called Bina. I hope that's making sense to you.
Yes.
Well, when it says the neshama comes to a person through repentance, which is called Bina and Selah, that kind of helped.
But that's really a very important point.
Well, to me, it's saying what you said about it being a component.
Yes, it is. But don't we say that Sarah is the body?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how does the body relate to Bina? Sarah is Malchut. Abraham is the soul. Sarah is the body. Representing Avram, representing Zerantin, although in an uncorrected state, and Sarah representing the body, representing the world, that is the physical world that comes from the left column.
Well, I see it as everything is housed because, you know, Bina or Bet, everything is housed, and Chokmah is in his palace, which is Bina. So everything is contained in that, in Bina, so that she can reveal the light or to the other world. So I see it as a, everything is contained in Bina for the revelation of the light, and it has to go through Bina so she can release that source, you want to call it source, to the rest of the the other world. With Chokmah being, you know, wisdom, but also Abraham being kesev, you know, with mercy. That's kind of how my mind sees it anyway.
I'm trying to come up with a way of presenting so that you can follow the process. So if you've got the verse in front of you, Neshama, Rabbi Ashlag in the capital letters is saying, the neshama of neshama rests upon a person. Doesn't mean it comes into the person. It's above the person. Which is essentially the chaya never enters or rarely enters the body. It's part of the surrounding light of the person's soul. But in order for it even to rest on it, that person has to feel awe for Hashem or of Hashem, as well as being knowledgeable in wisdom of Hashem. Rabbi Ashlag is then saying to us that the Sefirah of Chokmah is received only when the person has a frame of reference of awe and has studied the Torah and accepted the wisdom of the Torah. That is the receiving of wisdom.
So are we talking on the intellect, or is this based on intellect?
Hold the thought, because I haven't finished.
Okay.
The next verse that's coming from the Zohar directly. The Neshama reaches a person in Bina, and it gives a justification from the verse in Yod. Now Rabbi Ashlag comes after that and says, the Neshama of a Neshama comes to a person only through awe and wisdom. He's not saying it's coming from within Bina. Now the next verse, which is back to the Zohar directly, the Neshama, which is in Bina, but he doesn't say that. The Neshama comes to a person through Teshuvah, repentance. And repentance is a code word for Bina plus Sarah. Now, how can we interpret the meaning of Bina plus Sarah? Bina is a world. Bina is an energy store. Bina is repentance. It's teshuvah. Bina is the world that is coming. Sarah is a body. The neshama can only come to a person when the person has built a vessel within the frame of reference of Bina, of understanding, within the frame of reference of a world that is coming. When the person has chosen to not see the world solely through the physical senses, that is building a body of within the frame of Bina, which is called a code word, Sarah. Now, Sarah is not Sarai. But I have used Sarah and Sarai interchangeably. And here it's telling us, don't do that. Be aware that there is something called Sarah, which is a body in the frame of Bina, because Sarah is higher than Abraham, who is a chariot for Chesed. So Sarah is the body in the frame of Bina, whereas Sarai is the body in the frame of Malchut. And what it's really demonstrating to us, among many other things, is that you have to be just as careful with every word and every letter in the Zohar as you do from the Torah itself. And now, Malka, if you want to ask that same question again, we can answer it.
Well, I take it as we're in the frame of mind of intellect. And as you said, this is a year to be wise. So, you know, with listening to you, I find that we need to be from an intellect type and wise in wisdom and in studying Torah or studying Zohar. That we need to, as you say, beware, because if you're not wise, you'll be caught up into this chaotic world. But also, in listening to the last part of that about being the body, being the vessel, and being the world to come, what came to mind was resurrection. Take care or make sure your vessel is absorbing the wisdom that is coming from Bina and Sarah as a body. So, you know,
that's kind of my thought pattern with this teaching.
And that is a good thought process. We don't have time to do another verse, but are there any other questions at this point?
I have one tiny question.
Go ahead, Brandy.
One tiny question. I got the part of Sarah, but I missed what Sari was.
Sari?
Uh-huh. You know, Sarah and then her
Sarah.
I think you said it was the body. Malkut. Was that what you said?
That is what I said. Sarai is the body in the frame of Malkut. Sarai is, according to the stories in the Torah, Sarai and Avram were brother and sister by different mothers. They were married. They traveled together. And that from the previous verse, Avram is the soul and Sarai is the body in the frame of Malkut. But as Avram grew spiritually, he became Abraham. And as Sarai grew spiritually, she became Sarah, representing the body in the frame of Bina, where Avraham became a chariot for the Sephirah of Chesed. And we are told that Sarah is a better prophet, a higher prophet than Avraham. That's what the Torah says. Listen, mm-hmm. God says to Avraham, listen to what Sarah tells you.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that Sarah is higher than Abraham, and if Abraham is in the frame of Chesed, then Sarah either has to be in Dat, which is not a Sephirah, or have gone into the level of Bina, which is what we have assessed she has become.
Okay, I got it.
You all have a beautiful day. We'll have a questions and answer session in the 7 o'clock class. So hopefully you'll bring another question or ask for some more clarity here.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, so hopefully you'll be on tonight then.
Hopefully.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you.